يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبد لكم تسؤكم وإن تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبد لكم عفى الله عنها والله غفور حليم.
Believers, do not ask of the things which, if made manifest to you, would vex you. For if you should ask about them while the Quran is being revealed, they will be made manifest to you. Allah has pardoned whatever happened in the past. He is all forgiving, all forbearing. Believers, do not ask of the things which, if made manifest to you, would vex you. People used to ask the Prophet, peace be upon him, many questions which were of no practical relevance to either religious or day-to-day affairs. Hence, they were given this directive.
قَدْ سَأَلَهَا قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَصْبَحُوا بِهَا كَافِرِينَ.
Indeed, some people before you had asked such questions and in consequence fell into unbelief.
ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون.
Allah has neither appointed cattle consecrated to idols such as Bahira, Saiba, Wasila, nor Ham. But those who disbelieve forge lies against Allah, and of them most have no understanding, and therefore succumb to such superstitions. Allah has neither appointed cattle consecrated to idols such as Bahira, Saiba, Wasila, nor Ham. Here is a mention of some of the superstitious practices of the Arabs of the Jahiliya period. Bahira was the name of a female camel which had already borne 5 young, the last of which was a male. The practice was to slit the ear of such a camel and then let her loose. Thereafter, no one could ride her, use her milk, slaughter her, or shear her hair. She was entitled to graze and drink water wherever she liked. Saiba was the name of either a male or female camel which had been let loose after consecration as a mark of gratitude in fulfillment of a vow taken for either the recovery from some ailment or delivery from some danger. In the same way, the female camel which had given birth 10 times and each time to a female was let loose. As for Wasila, if the first kid born to a goat was a male, it was slaughtered in the name of the deities. But if it was a female, it was kept by the owners for themselves. If twins were born and one of them was a male and the other a female goat, the male was not slaughtered but rather let loose in the name of the deities. This male goat was called Wasila. There was also another category known as Ham. If the young of camels in the second degree of descent had become worthy of riding, they were let loose. Likewise, if 10 offspring had been born by a female camel, she was also let loose and called Ham.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
When they are asked, come to what Allah has revealed and come to the messenger, they reply, the way of our forefathers suffices us. Will they continue to follow their forefathers, even though their forefathers might have known nothing and might have been on the wrong way?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Believers, take heed as regards your own selves. If you are rightly guided, the error of he who strays will not harm you. To Allah will all you return. Then He will let all of you know what you did. If you are rightly guided, the error of he who strays will not harm you. What is stressed here is that rather than occupying oneself unduly with examining faults in the belief and conduct of others, one should pay greater attention to a critical examination of one's own conduct. This verse, however, in no way means that a person should be occupied only with his own salvation and should remain unconcerned with the reform of others. Abu Bakr removed this misconception in one of his sermons when he remarked, "You recited this verse but interpreted it erroneously. I have heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say that when people see corruption, they do not try to change it. And when they see a wrongdoer commit wrong, but do not prevent him from doing so, it is not unlikely that God's chastisement will seize them all. By God, it is incumbent upon you that you bid what is good and forbid what is evil, or else God will grant power over you to those who are the worst among you. They will greatly chastise you. And then, when your righteous ones pray to God, their prayers will not be answered."
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شَهَادَةُ بَيْنِكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ حِينَ الْوَصِيَّةِ اثْنَانِ ذَوَى عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ اثنان ذوى عدل منكم أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم لا نشتري به ثمنا ولو كان ذا قربى ولا نكتم شهادة الله إنا إذا لمن الآثمين.
Believers, when death approaches you, let two persons of equity among you act as witnesses when you make your bequest, or let two of those from others than yourselves act as witnesses if you are on a journey when the affliction of death befalls you. Then, if any doubt occurs, you shall detain both of them in the mosque after the prayer, and they shall swear by Allah, "We shall neither sell our testimony in return for any gain, even though it concerns any near of kin, nor shall we conceal our testimony, which we owe to Allah, for then we should become among the sinners." Believers, when death approaches you, let two persons of equity among you act as witnesses, that is, pious, straightforward, and trustworthy Muslims.
فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمَا اسْتَحَقَّا إِثْمًا فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَوْلَيَانِ فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ لَشَهَادَتُنَا أَحَقُّ مِنْ شَهَادَتِهِمَا وَمَا اعْتَدَيْنَا إِنَّا إِذًا لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Then, if it is discovered later that the two are guilty of such sin, then two others shall stand in their place from among those against whom the two had sinfully deposed, and swear by Allah, "Our testimony is truer than the testimony of the other two, and we have not transgressed in our statement. For then, indeed, we would become sinners."
ذلك أدنى أن يأتوا بالشهادة على وجهها أو يخافوا أن ترد أيمان بعد أيمانهم واتقوا الله واسمعوا والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Thus, it is more likely that they will either bear the right testimony, or else they will at least fear that their oaths may be rebutted by other oaths. Have fear of Allah and pay heed. Allah does not direct the disobedient to the right way.